Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. During the question-and-answer session, please press star one on your touch-tone phone. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Now I'll turn the meeting over to Mr. Jeff Strickland, Civilin North American General Sales Business Leader. Sir, you may begin.
Okay. Thank you, Courtney. And team, I want to welcome you and thank you for joining us on this lunch and learn version of a call. I do want to let you know the call is being recorded, so if you are missing the call, if you're not on the call right now, you can certainly get the replay from the calendar invite on your calendar. Also, there is a presentation we're going to go through, and if you open your calendar invite in the details description section under the details, there is a URL link there that ends in 6430. So if you can, if you copy paste that into your browser, you can go find the presentation that that our team's going to review with you on the call today. Also on the call, this is a Tivoli focused call. We have on the call our Tivoli GB sellers, our field reps. We also have our group of Tivoli inside sales reps, and we've also invited any client reps or software group coverage reps that are able to attend the call, so we can kind of spread this Tivoli message that Generation E is offering to us today. So the reason we're having this call is I had a great dinner with Generation E out in San Francisco a few weeks ago, Josh Kindiger, their vice president of sales, and he was telling me about this offering that fits very well in the general business space. And I know many of you know him very well, and you've worked with him closely over the years, but I thought it important to kind of give them the opportunity to deliver the message to the entire team. So that's why we're here. I've invited them to kind of share some of their expertise with us and solutions that they offer, especially around this bundle that is very, very specific to the GB space. Generation E's got a significant expertise. They've worked with service providers. They work very closely with financial services companies. About 50% of their customers are communication service providers, anywhere from a regional provider to very large providers. And again, their goal is not just to resell our software, but rather they team very closely with our IBM reps. They provide pre-sales expertise, qualification of deals, and obviously they have a lot of expertise in the industries in which they work. They've worked closely with some of your peers. I know of specific deals that they've worked with Alonzo Wilson, one of our GB reps, and as well as Todd Kaufman. I don't want to steal too much of the thunder, so I'm going to get ready to turn it over. Ernie Fournier, our channel sales leader, is on the call as well. And Ernie, do you have any words you want to say about Jenny before we turn it over to Wayne Brent, their territory sales manager?
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. I just want to let everyone know, listen, I've had the pleasure of working with Generation E for about the past 4 or 5 years. They were our number one heritage NetCool business partner when we acquired Micromuse. And since that time, they've made really significant investments in skills across the entire Tivoli automation stack. So from a service management standpoint, they've got incredible skills, and they're very dependable. They actually have more AAA accreditation skills than any other Tivoli business partner worldwide. So, again, highly skilled, extremely dependable. They've been one of my top resellers and influencers from a Tivoli standpoint for the past several years. And I would highly encourage everyone to leverage their talents because they do a great job.
Great, Ernie. Thank you. And folks, if you do not have the presentation at this point, go ahead and ping me. I'm on the same time. Ping me, and I'll send you the URL. And without further ado, I'm going to turn the call over to Generation E. Their sales leader is going to lead you through the chart deck, and his name is Wayne Brent. So, Wayne, take her away.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for being here, and appreciate the nice introduction. Today's presentation is really geared for open question and answer, and if you have any questions during the session, don't be shy about stopping and interrupting. Just hit star one and you can pop the question. The way I've really laid it out is the first part will be more about the business and why you've got a good story to tell and talk to customers, and maybe some specific examples about actually deals that are in flight right now. And the second half will go a little bit into technical, but not so deep that you'll fall asleep on it. And just as far as your customers ask you some questions to qualify the solution, this might help get you there. So if you go past the first slide, and it will just be me presenting my principal consultant was not available today. He's actually working on a sales opportunity, and so we gave him a pass on this. Basically, you see the objectives lined out there, pretty much what I covered. I'll talk a little bit more about Generation E, but really you heard the best of it really from Jeff and Ernie. And then we'll talk about the bundle. That's been interesting. I'll tell you a couple funny stories on that too. So right now I know we're scheduled to wrap up before the end of the hour, and I think we should be able to make that. If you go to the next slide, you'll see the Gartner Magic Quadrant, or MQ, and I'm thinking everybody might be there. If you don't have the slide presentation up, what it shows, as you might expect, is that we are in the Magic Quadrant, and what's nice about the solution is it works, in a nutshell. It goes in there just to show that even though the solution's been around for a while, you'll hear some customers say, well, we can go open source, or there are other products, or maybe it's getting kind of old. That's really not true. It's really been getting better with time. And the benefits, especially for the mid-market and really for anybody, is because the solution has been around, it's A, mature, works well, scales well, and also other equipment providers, software vendors work with it. It has integrations which save them time and money as they do deployment, so it makes it very nice. It's also a recognized name. The other thing you'll see is, because it is a more mature product, even compared to, say, the smaller companies, you'll see it implement well with those solutions. The last thing is that it makes it easier for companies to hire the necessary skill expertise to run it when they have the solution deployed. It's not an unknown skill or so new that there's a high premium attached to it. Sound pretty good? Okay. Let's go to the next slide. The best way for me to see this is how actually deals have happened in the past. I'll talk to three and give you an overview of just basically how it's come into the market, how the opportunity's developed. And the first one is, going to the next slide, this is a case study for Savvis. And this is a St. Louis-based CSP, and they basically have scalable web hosting solutions. And like many companies, they have a very technical staff, and they grew their own product and obviously liked it. But management opened it up as far as competition because they wanted something that their staff didn't have to spend their time maintaining, taking care of, and when they had problems, it was kind of all hands on deck. Competitive evaluation against the usual suspects, HP, EMC with their Smarts product, and CA. The net result was that NetCool won, as you might expect in a success story. But what's nice about how this played out is that from a budgetary standpoint, it's a reoccurring sale. The first step was they got the basic package in place. Let me see the alarms. Where are they? So that was a Q4 deal in 2006, $200,000. Then the next quarter, nothing like a first quarter sale to get your year going, they got it for a production instance and also for more users and geographic redundancy. So as they scaled up, got it to work, they were able to basically have a high availability type solution. What's interesting, Q4, the same fiscal year, is they had the basics in place, and some of what the solution does, and the way I like to sell it myself, too, and you'll see the next success story where it was one of the accounts I actually managed and ran this out, is that it can not only show you the basic events, which a lot of products can do, and can not only talk a lot of different languages, which is very helpful, which some newer products can't, but it can also make sense of them from a business service management point of view and enrich the events. And we'll talk a little bit about that, but you see the sale for $300,000 in Q4 of 07. What made that interesting is that when an alert came in, the people who saw the alert come in, it would actually go to a data source and get information saying, for example, this particular device is related to this account, and by the way, they're a very high-value customer. You need to jump on this because their SLA is high. And then the TBSM product is interesting because that shows the business service management. For example, if you have a bank and they have an ATM, that would be a service, right? And you want high availability. But behind that ATM, you've got a lot of other apps from everything from perhaps a DB2 application running on a mainframe or a Z platform on up through middleware to potentially AS400, and more back behind it running. All those things have to be working properly in order to make that application work. And TBSM can basically show the application or service being available from a red, yellow, green, and do it conditionally as well. So what this customer did is they deployed it and got more business value from it, which, of course, is the ultimate sale in these days, is you have to say, why are you buying it? Of course, the next year, it's an interesting, it's a $600,000 sale, really. It equals the previous three sales. So that's definitely a nice recurring revenue stream here. But for the customer, what it did is let them link in their networks now and basically help them get to root cause analysis. And by that I mean, if you have an outage on the network sometimes, all the devices that can no longer get to the network will also spew alarms. So you get a lot of symptoms and maybe one cause, and they get overwhelmed in an event storm. This product can help make sense of that and say, look, everything else is symptomatic. It will actually weed them out and say, this is the problem. And it doesn't matter whether they have an older style network or they have a newer type network. Companies that make their living on networks need these type of solutions. That's very powerful. So that's basically that success story. I'll stop talking for a minute. Any questions on that one?
Yeah, Wayne, in order to open up for questions, we'd have to ask the operator. So,
okay.
Courtney, why don't you kind of offer up, pause here and offer up a chance for anybody to ask any questions or any clarification they might need at this point.
If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. You'll be prompted to record your first and last name. To withdraw a request, please press star 2. One moment, please, for the first question. We have no questions at this time.
Okay, great. So, yeah, that's a good one. Just go ahead and keep going.
I will. All right. So the next one is a account here in Texas, which is headquartered up in Illinois in Mattoon. And this was an interesting situation. The customer here had an existing solution which just couldn't scale as they grew. And like a lot of customers are saying, how can we get more revenue from our existing customer base and provide them more services? With this came more complexity, as you would expect. And my manager, Josh Kindiger, had initial conversations with this account probably 4 years, 3 years before this happened. And this all started about 3 years ago when I had the account. And the net of it is they needed to make a change and needed justification because the present solution was working. It was one of the sales where they saw trouble coming and needed to do it in advance. And so to make this deal move, I got a meeting with their president of the business division along with my sponsors from the NOC, and we went and sat down with them and mapped out the business case. The sale from that meeting, that happened around Thanksgiving, and that closed in December of 2008. And what was nice about this is that we were able to show not only by logic how the solution would work and why it made sense to spend money when there was not an immediate problem, but it also allowed us to skip having to do a POC and a lengthy RFP and everything else. We basically proved our value and shortened the sales cycle that way. So the first sale happened, as you see, for $300,000 in December of 2008. And we got it up and operational according to the business plan, which we worked closely with the customer and with the IBM team, and had it done by tax day 4 months later, 3.5 months later. After that, they kind of got that in place. And like the last deal, they had some pieces in it, basic monitoring. They also had the Impact product, which is a very cool tool. It's kind of like the Swiss Army knife and a little bit unusual in this market, but they were basically enriching their events so they get more mileage from it. But they knew they wanted to do more. And the next, about 2 years later, a year and a half later, they went ahead and purchased TBSM. Actually, the date on that is wrong. It should be 10 of 09. So missed the one on that. But basically, it happened later that year, about 5-6 months later. They bought TBSM for the business service management and also Tatum. And Tatum was very inexpensive because they had a small network and not a whole lot of servers to really have to monitor and manage. But the net of it is, this all goes towards automation and business value. And they have six services that they really manage very closely that are their growth engines for increased income. And they're doing it through IBM. And the NOC team, as many of you know, Network Operations Center, is really allied with engineering and operations. And the other part of the company uses HP OpenView in IT. They're not revenue generating. They're just, you know, managing the things behind the scenes. And just coming back around to that, we had a follow-on sale last December for IT&M, the Network Manager product. Again, they had a very small network. And we replaced it, and they actually deployed it themselves. They felt comfortable enough with it. We'd done services with them in the past, and they also were able to get a whole handle on it. They've also spoken twice at Pulse, both this past February and the year before, talking about their successes with the product. They've been a very good advocate. And they have a total of four people and one manager managing the system. So sometimes people will say, gosh, NetCool is just too big and it can't be sustained. That's really not true. So as you talk with your GB accounts, you can really say, hey, we've got customers who deployed this very quickly. You saw here a deployment of about 3 months or less. And we also have them with education classes. So the last kind of thing here is interesting, is that because the company is trying to do more with less, now that people in IT are open to having the discussion about maybe we could use NetCool and extend its reach to take care of our servers and applications. And those conversations are underway, and we're looking for a December type of purchase as a competitive takeout of HP OpenView. So that's how it can grow. But again, year to year, you see the reoccurring sales. The next case study, U.S. Cellular, larger type company, very heavy, dependent upon its network, obviously. And what's interesting about this from a high level, besides the fact that it was a large deal, as your eyes skimmed down to $1 million initial deal in quarter four of 06 for basic monitoring and network, but they had a very industry-specific tool called TTI. They're an Israeli company, and they really focus purely on the wireless market. NetCool was able to compete in this and win it. So it's a good tool not only for specific type of industries, but it's also good for general as well. And one of our customers is JCPenney, with whom we've worked. So a totally different industry. They like it as well. And just skipping back down to the bottom of this without going into too much detail, you notice competitive situation and also more business expected in this year from the IT side. So again, this came in through the operational side of the house, which is making the money for this account. And again, it's referenceable as well. Okay. Let's go on to the next slide, and we'll talk a little bit about the diversity of customer base, because right now you're hearing about telcos, service providers, and you're thinking, well, how many of those do I really have? And that's a fair point, but when you look at this list here, you can see people like Florida Power and Light, FP&L. You can see J.P. Morgan Chase. One of my customers is also ConocoPhillips, so there are a couple companies in the Fortune 25 there, Port of Seattle. And with Port of Seattle, we've also done work with, and one thing we didn't talk about in this previous slides, was help desk integration. The automation piece of this is very strong, so Port of Seattle was work done actually with the MRO system. And companies like Visa, Financial, and more. Just to give you a flavor of it right there. And you see Kohl's is another retail type of establishment. And I would say companies with whom we work pretty much fall between the $100 million to $250 million on up to the biggest of the big. They can handle it. And we'll tell you why we can go further down the ladder these days as well. Let's go on to the next one here, the next slide here. Talks a little bit about Generation E and who we are. This is slide number 9, in case you're catching up here. We've been around since 1999, and our clients, basically you see how they're segmented here, but lately it's been changing, and I'll go into a little more detail about that as we kind of go on to the story about what's in the $50,000 package. All of our support, we do level 1 and level 2 support. We have close to 100 customers, and it's done out of Dallas, Texas. It's 24/7. And what a lot of our customers like is the people who help install the solution can also call up the company that installed it and speak with people who are actually going to solve their problem in the first call. It might be, the exact person, but the people who answer the phones are people who actually work on the problems at our Dallas office. And I believe, Ernie, it was you that gave us the attaboy on the AAA certifications. That is true. What that means is our people have been trained and certified by IBM on the different product sets, and that just goes towards we're interested in being as current as possible and expanding our reach that way. Okay. A lot of what we'll see these days as we start to walk through this is you look down here as far as what we do, our revenue centers, integration and consulting services. Many of the accounts where we'll go in, it does not have to be a rip and replace. NetCool can work very well with existing solutions, and I'll talk to you about that as we talk about some current solutions or opportunities in place. But the bottom line is, if you have what's in place is working well, you can put in Tivoli NetCool as a monitor of monitors or a MOM or manager of managers, and it works very well. So customers can go ahead and get immediate help from it now, and down the road if they want to back things off or shut them down, they can do that as well. The last item you see here is interesting, and it also goes towards the market we're going to talk about, the mid-market, managed services. And what that has been really created by our customer demand. And so for customers who want NetCool but say can't spare someone to manage it or can't find someone they want to hire or they can't fill a headcount these days, it's hard to add an FTE or full-time equivalent or a new employee, they can have a remote administrator with Generation 8. We provide 24/7 coverage, and what they charge to get the work done for most people is less than what they're paid to hire one person when you consider benefits and everything else. And they get an experienced person who has other people behind them to help answer questions. And that's been a pretty good model. So when people sometimes say, yeah, it sounds good, but we don't have the expertise, you might be surprised. And it goes towards the business case, which we can help you put together on that. Why don't we go to the next slide here, and we'll talk a little bit about the environment as we walk into what this package is, and then we'll go into, at the end, the technical piece and open it up to any and all questions. If you're right now, you're on slide number 10, and we're going to pick up the pace on some of these a little bit, but basically, you see a more challenging environment, and by that we mean, you know, what's going on. And I like the quote here, successful companies almost always successfully manage complexity. Things aren't getting any simpler, as we all know, whether it's from the application side, you're going to the cloud, you've got more moving parts in here, and then new competitors on the market. So the business challenges you see, new competitors, business models, have to cut costs, usually operational expense is a big one. There's a commoditization of services. You need to get it deployed quickly, and you need service quality. Okay, fair enough. But the technology challenges are service sensitivity due to network quality. Well, why is network quality so much more important? Well, if you're going over the web or you're doing cloud-based services, suddenly your network is a lot more important. You're not doing it all behind the scenes off of a couple servers in your own network, which is heavily, you know, secured. You see people doing VoIP a lot, of course. Again, and that's a quality service based on the IP network. You see a lot of potential places for failure and performance bottlenecks. And you see network complexity and how well can it play. The quote in the bottom, I think, is very relevant, and I think we all hear all the time, hey, our budget's flat or maybe even decreasing. Headcount is flat. And, oh, by the way, we have to take on additional services. There's really only one solution, that's intelligent automation. You have to do it wisely. How can you get more with what you have? And this is where we're heading with the whole NetCool solution, and that's one of the benefits of being a proven solution. So here you go. Next slide, number 11, how can we help? Well, the solution has these five main bullet points. It's carrier-grade performance. In other words, think of it in terms of the old expression. It has to be dial tone reliable. If you pick up the phone, you expect the dial tone to come on. The same with your management solution. It's got to scale. As we grow, we have to be able to do this. You have to be able to reduce CapEx, all right? So we know how that works, too. And technologies like Linux and virtualization are supported the way a lot of people are going. OpEx, you see that as well. You can basically do more with out-of-the-box functionality, which is, again, the benefit of open source solutions like NetCool. Reduce maintenance cost. And the other two bullet points on the right are network management. It's very strong. And some companies have older protocols sometimes, like TL1. We can handle it. A lot of other products, such as, say, SolarWinds, which might be a very inexpensive solution, can't handle it or give you the detail of what's going on when you want to get to a business service management type of view or integration with your help desk to basically do more things automatically so that when the people you have working and taking care of the problems have more information at their fingertips that's already been assembled. And basically, common services integration, the old single pane of glass cliche, it's true, it works. And that goes back even as far as that TBSM, Tivoli Business Service Manager. That product is very strong, and it's really, it's the NetCool heritage product that's in there, and you're seeing emerging onto this platform. It's been around, it works very well, and deploys. And that's really a lot of it. And you'll see it integrates with TSRM and more. So the add-on sales get very interesting. Let's go, skip to the next one. This slide we're going to go over kind of quickly. This has to do with communication service providers, kind of a net, you know, a niche type of market, if you will. But if you want, we can talk to this. The bottom line is these people live and die by their networks like a lot of companies do. It talks about how these products will fit together and work together. And I'm going to go on to the next slide here. IBM and Generation E solution for general business accounts. Here you have a more straightforward deployment of it. You see in the middle fault event management, that's Omnibus, and the IBM Tivoli Network Manager, ITNM. You've got ITCAM for transactions, very strong product for basically monitoring. You can do synthetic transactions. You can actually monitor the user's experience as well remotely, as well as protocols used over the web, such as Radius and LDAP and more, just to see how they're working. You see help desk integration, a huge component of documenting what happened. And you see here impact analysis. That tells you more about where the alerts come from and what their background is. The other pieces, network discovery, you see performance management. We can go into that as well. And you'll see some of the performance management with the ITNM product. So the net of it is you've got a very good package to get you up and going to monitor the environment, not just the network only, but also give you a way to collect events from other places as well, such as your servers. Okay. So why does this fit in the mid-market? In the past, in fact, I had a conversation on Tuesday with a consultant. This would be a brand-new opportunity, a brand-new account, and they want a manager of managers. And I was speaking with their consultant. We've already talked with the client before, and they're a small operation today, but they're fixing to grow their business by fourfold by August. They expect there's more customers to be available. And he was talking to me, and he said, well, I know NetCool's in the running. And he said, I saw your quote where the starter bundle is $50,000. He said, you've got to be kidding me. He said, in the past, whenever we talked about NetCool, you'd start at over $1 million. He said, what's happened? You know, what's going on? And my answer to him is when Micromuse was running the company, they were geared upon basically a smaller segment of the market. But the fundamentals of the product were very scalable, very flexible. And IBM's purchase of it as a company has really expanded the development and made the technology a lot more accessible. Because Generation E does so much business with IBM as a partner, we're a premier-level partner, which makes us one of the top four partners for working with the Tivoli portfolio, but we're the only partner of those four that doesn't handle hardware. We just do software. My manager, Josh Kindiger, who had lunch with had dinner with Jeff in San Francisco, and Chip Chambers put together a package. And what that was a way to get new people involved. And the $50,000 bundle is fantastic. And what it includes is the central piece, the Omnibus, all of the web top NetCool WebTop. That's a user interface. And you can have unlimited users for that. That's a recent change in licensing. And it also includes the ITNM, the network management piece. It includes Impact, but this will be for Tivoli product integration only, which strengthens your hand to bring in more products. And up to 1,000 devices to be monitored. Obviously, that's huge. And you see IBM Tivoli Foundation software. So you've got Tivoli Data Warehouse, Tivoli Common Reporter, and more. So you get this, and Generation E provides 10 days of services. It's a compelling startup. 10 days of services will not get you fully installed and running, but it will reduce the amount of days that you have to buy and makes it extremely competitive with really any solution you'll see on the market. So the bottom line is you can get up and going and run from there. Now, that account, let's see, that I was talking about where the consultant called me up, they have other things in their environment that they don't want to replace yet. They've got SolarWinds, they've got some Cisco products, and they've got some other products, and they want to integrate those. That will raise the price of the solution for software probably in the $150,000 to $200,000 range, plus some services. But again, they think it's a very cost-competitive, affordable solution. Todd Kaufman and I brought a new customer on last year, and the net to IBM on that deal was about $135,000, give or take a few, and very cost competitive. And the other nice piece is that when people come in at a lower price, one thing the competitors will whisper to them is, well, maybe IBM will give you the good price going in, but you're going to get absolutely hammered on the maintenance. Not so. The maintenance is based upon the sales price. And you, with a affordable starting price like this, you can get in, prove your ROI, get the benefits of working with IBM and Generation E so they'll be up and going and properly installed and go from there. It's a very compelling business case. Okay.
Hey, Wayne?
Yes.
This might be a good time to kind of pause and offer up any questions, because I think this is kind of the sweet spot here that most of the folks are interested in as far as this this bundle that plays well in the GB space.
Sure.
Yeah. So, Courtney, offer up any questions, please.
Once again, please press star 1 if you'd like to ask a question.
And as we're waiting, folks, you know, as I come to the QBRs, this is one thing that's being requested a lot is a bundle-type solution that has a price point that fits well for our GB customers. So here's the offering. So take this, take advantage of this to kind of offer ask any questions of Wayne, as well as we continue throughout the presentation. Towards the end, think about a customer that you have right now that you're working with that would be interested in this, and then let's offer it up to Jenny so they can kind of partner with us and team with us, and you can kind of become the territory manager and let them kind of take the lead on a few deals in this area.
Our first question comes from Dale Ramsey. Your line is open.
Yes, Wayne. Thank you. Traditionally, we sell in the mid-market space, our team, and we sort of lead with the ITNM entry edition. The price point is pretty good when we start out, but like you mentioned earlier, the services component of that, a lot of times it's sort of supersedes the software price point. So deal's going good, but once we get to the services, the full implementation, see the cost start to go up, trends to go up. So I was just wondering, is there any workaround in terms of the customized implementation piece of it? Can these services be negotiated in terms of the price for services, professional services?
Yeah, that's a good question, Dale. Thanks. And so the answer is it goes to the whole value type proposition, and it's somewhat like what you see with hardware these days when people say, like, you know, my hardware costs this much, my software costs that much. What happened? It's, well, you know, hardware prices have fallen, but software and services are still people, and if you've checked lately, your labor costs haven't gone down a whole lot, Mr. Customer. But that being said, we try to scope as much of that in the pre-sales part of it up front, and we've got two ex-IBM pre-sales guys who are very, very strong, James Brodsky and Jim Willis, working with us. And so when we talk with the customer, we'll help scope out those services. pretty tightly and make it happen. That's one reason why we included 10 days into the starter bundle as well, too, Dale. And let's see, for that deal that Todd and I did in Houston, I'm thinking back to the services on that. The services were less than the software, probably 60-40 type software and services. Services came in probably around $80,000 or $90,000, but there was a lot of integration with things that they already had in place. That deal with Consolidated Communications you saw with the initial deployment happened. What we'd really try to do is go in and start with the end in mind so that you have a good foundation and you can scale from there, hand it off right with the documentation. And from a value perspective, we've been pretty competitive that way. It just depends. You'll probably see services be anywhere from, like, say, 40% of the software to maybe about 80%. Just depends. And when they get up over 50% of the software, they're looking for some pretty extensive integrations with existing products. And that's where you start comparing it to, like, well, do I rip and replace this or do what with it? And how fast do you want to get up and going? So in the mid-market, you've got to be aware of it, but we've been able to work with it pretty effectively by just staying focused on the value and how soon do you want to be up and doing this.
All right.
And maybe avoid making a maintenance payment to your existing supplier this year. Sound fair?
Fair enough. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. And I'll just add one more thought, too, just so you can get an idea for it, guys. So if you're looking at a lot of implementations with this package, you're talking somewhere between probably 30 days to 60 days, just depends how much work they want to do with one of these implementations. And so you're not talking about really living there, but making it happen, and it also sets the field up well for the subsequent sales. And those three business cases you saw all had Gen E services, and the one that I did with Consolidated, the customer actually took classes for the product before we did the services on site. They went to our Dallas office, and we will go on site to do training as well. So they were pretty well comfortable with the product, and that's why we went live so fast. They bought the product, you know, right before Christmas of 07, and then they had it deployed by April 15th and operational by April 15th of the next year. So 3.5 months later, they're up, going, feeling comfortable, and are a happy reference. So that was a long answer to a short question, wasn't it, Dale?
It was good. Good. But yeah, I just noticed that traditionally the implementation goes beyond 10 days, but that's good. Good bundle for the startup.
Yeah, good point.
Our next question comes from Scott Jefferson. Your line is open.
I just have one quick question to follow up on the bundle. Something we're seeing, particularly in the mid-market space, are hosted options for customers. Are you guys considering a hosted bundle?
Today, no. Tomorrow, good question. And that being said, if you find someone who is that hot and has to have a hosted bundle, we're kind of waiting for the business case
right
to come up, and then we will take it on. I think that long term, the trend is there, and that those remote delivered services are the first step. Are you seeing demand for that yourself in your mid market?
The bulk of what I deal with is TSM at this point, so really more storage. Yeah, I don't have that many really carriers, if you will, that we're working with in our new territory. But I know I've got some counterparts that have some better opportunities. But as far as the hosted services, those are definitely something customers are looking into.
Yeah, and I think ultimately, I mean, you look at things like Salesforce.com, and you know the list goes on. Yeah, it makes sense. And the other thing I'd say, too, being that you're handling a lot of TSM, which is a good product, that now is shipping with some ITM agents, is it not?
I'll take your word on that one.
Okay. Well, the reason why I said loaded question, sorry, Scott, you walked into that one. You can involve, say, monitoring your storage management backups now using NetCool as well, because it's my understanding, and I could be wrong, and it wouldn't be the first time today I was wrong, as a matter of fact, but it's being shipped with the new version of TSM, and you can start sending alerts into NetCool and seeing what's going on from a backup. And if you want to be alerted or get a notification through your NOC or whomever is watching it, or you can watch it yourself since there are unlimited number of users, you could have a filtered view of just your storage management environment.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll definitely follow up to see if the new version of TSM is 6.2-ish, if that's included.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We have no further questions at this time.
I'm not surprised everyone's been getting follow-up questions in return and long answers. But I'm thinking, Jeff, would you like me to go through some of the technical high-level overview at this point to whiz through a few of those slides?
Yeah. We've got about 15 minutes, so go through a few more, and then we'll kind of open up for any final questions and any call to action for the team.
Very good. Okay, so we're going to go through these rather quickly. And the next slide that you see, and this is going to be slide number 16, is an idea of NetCool Omnibus. This is the manager managers, and this is the new format for it. And you can see on the center part, it has something called the active event list. That's basically what events are coming in to it from different areas. And the other piece on the right, you see a Google map. Well, we have our customers. They sometimes want to have, say, alerts pop up by map. What's going on where? Where are these coming from? You can do that functionality with this, too. It's a very extensible type format. The new user interface in the latest version of NetCool, version 7.3, makes use of the Tivoli framework, or really user interface, which is very flexible, and long-term will be the way to go. That'd be called the Tivoli Integrated Portal. I'll go to the next slide. This here, you see like a rainbow of colors and horizontal lines. And what you're seeing here is the different events come in. And the ones in purple, for example, have already been identified as duplicate events. They don't count. The orange event above them is the one that matters. And just the basic product can help do that. And you're seeing a little drop-down window that gives you tools that you can invoke or do further deep dive into what's going on or launch a tool in context. Sometimes there are tools the customers have built for themselves, and this is where it goes into it plays well with what already is in the environment, so the people who are going to be using the tool won't feel like they've got to relearn everything. We can help put this in there. That's what some of the services do for them, too, to make it more accepted post-sale and get those add-on sales. We'll go to the next slide. This is a picture of the IBM Tivoli Network Manager for IP, and it's just showing a diagram of the network, how it looks. This is the topology, and just showing a couple of steps out from the device. And on the left, it could show you some red and green dots and one purple dot. The red dots are the problems. The purple is a sympathetic event, and the green dots mean it's okay. It's a very straightforward type of use. This shows you, the next slide shows you a tree view of the different elements, and you can click in the tree. It's the explorer type of view that makes, again, easy to understand and adopt. The next slide just gives you a little further detail about a particular event in ITNM. We're not going to get into that. That has to go towards reporting and showing events from this. So with the basic NetCool package, you can do reporting, which people will ask you about. How do I know what's been going down, what's causing the problems? This is how you do it for your network. And the next slide shows you a little bit about a real-time performance for a network device. The next slide will show you bandwidth utilization. So for the network people, this is going to help them as far as what is going on in my environment today. This is basic reporting that comes with the product. And then the next slide shows more of just the network topology and showing how the alarms come about and the integration with the NetCool interface. A report that just shows what's going on. Another breakdown of that report from a higher level. And that's the presentation.
Okay, great.
So at this point, Jeff, we got a few minutes left. I wanted to end it a little bit early, but if there are any questions or
Yeah, so team, Wayne's going to go ahead and break out his pencil and paper here now. And what I would like to offer to Jenny is to come up with maybe over the next month, say 5 to 10 opportunities to engage with them on. And either work jointly with them on them, or we identify it and hand it over to them and let them kind of work it theirself. And again, that goes back to our job in being territory managers. Courtney, I'm going to go ahead and open it up for Q&A. If anybody's brave and bold enough right now to kind of speak up and say, hey, Wayne, I've got a deal right now, and you can discuss just a summary level and then commit to follow up later, or you guys can certainly do that after the fact. But I do want to offer that up to Jenny in appreciation for all the efforts they're making in working with us. So, Courtney, go ahead and open it up one final time, please.
Once again, please press star 1.
Well, I don't hear anything, Jeff. I'll talk for a second about a couple of deals I have in the pipe. I said early up that there are a few deals. These are actually opportunities that I found in this territory and brought to IBM. And sometimes I find the deals is faster than IBM does. Sometimes they're ongoing conversations. We've got an inside sales department at Generation E that calls people actively looking as well. So we're glad to bring those to IBM.
And when we do, our inside sales rep team is on the phone today. They work exclusively in the mid-market. So I know that each of those folks will be pinging me in the next day with the one opportunity to kind of bring forward and talk to you guys about, as well as our field reps, the GB reps that cover both mid-market and large enterprise. And, you know, I know you reviewed the mid-market bundle today, but it seems like this is applicable to the entire GB space.
Great.
Yeah. Courtney, any final questions?
We have no questions at this time.
Okay. Wayne, anything from you before we close the call?
Yeah. The last thought I have is I appreciate everyone's time very much, and it was a lot of material to cover in a short period of time. The one account I'm thinking of right now we have in process as a possible sale before the end of July is one where the Generation E team has been working with the IBM team on it. We, Jenny, have been on site to meet with them to bring out their demands, what they need. We're going to be probably doing a proof of concept using Generation E people and IBM people, you know, partnering together to get it closed. So there are definitely resources we can leverage to help make these deals happen sooner and in the right direction for us.
Okay. Well, Wayne, I appreciate you taking the time with the team today. Team, I appreciate you attending the call, whether you're listening live or on replay. And please reach out to me directly if you need to further engage with Jenny, or certainly you can reach out directly to them. Also provide, you know, give me any questions or any feedback that you didn't speak up today and talk about. And everybody have a great day. And with that, I'll close the call. Thank you.
Thank you. This concludes today's conference. You may disconnect at this time.